الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعمه: أكثر الدعاء بالعافية، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace, Allah's favor, Allah's mercy, once again we have entered into a season, an opportunity wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, it's almost as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such that Allah is looking for some excuse, some chance, some reason. Repeatedly we are given opportunities to earn the clemency, to earn the forgiveness, to earn the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our constantly sinning, despite our constantly defying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such is the grace and mercy of Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. This expression, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, it's almost as if, although nothing is obligatory upon Allah, Allah is above all that, Allah is pure and pure from all that, yet Allah says, Allah has written upon Himself, Allah has ordained upon Himself. Technically, literally translated, Allah has made it compulsory upon Himself. Whereas, as we mentioned, nothing is compulsory upon Allah. Yet such is the expression of the extent of the kindness and compassion of Allah Ta'ala that Allah says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has ordained upon Himself mercy. It is written upon the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far supersedes and is greater than the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot help but be very, very concerned and worried by the trying and difficult circumstances and conditions that as a Muslim ummah we find ourselves in. One was the coronavirus pandemic. That in itself, the devastation that was caused, the confusion that was caused. And then in the face of that, the uncertainty that is facing us as an ummah, the very freedoms and the very allowances that we used to take for granted in the past few days, it is as if our very existence has been shaken to the core. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is that halat, conditions in the world primarily are in the control of Allah. It is no government, it is no third force, it is no hidden agenda. There is no convoluted theories, as we find, unfortunately, particularly with the WhatsApp and the chat groups, left, right and center, the blame game being played. Mention is made of a third force, mention is made of other agendas, etc. As people of Iman, my respected brothers, we have to rise above all this. We have to understand that Khaliq is Allah, the Creator is Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah tells us in the Quran, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ, He is Allah, رَبُّكُمْ, Allah is your Rabb. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is the creator of everything. Mufassirin explain, what is shay? They say, مَا سِوَ اللَّهُ, everything besides Allah is makhluq. Everything besides Allah is the creation of Allah. Whether it is the rising sun, whether it is the setting sun, whether it is the winds that are blowing, whether it is the rainwaters that are falling, whether it is the plants that are growing, whether somewhere in some direction is an apple, somewhere is an orange, somewhere is a pineapple, somewhere is a pear, somewhere is a lemon, myriad colors, myriad textures, myriad tastes, myriad different manners in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exhibiting His qudrat and His power. Everything around us constantly reminds us of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Himself unequivocally states in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, we will show you our signs, ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the manifestations of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ, in the horizons, وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, within yourself. Every second you are breathing in air, every second that tiny pump that is in your body, what is the size of it? The size of a fist. It is pumping blood throughout your circulatory system. How long is the circulatory system of this human being? More than 90,000 kilometers long. More than three times the circumference of the earth is the circulatory system of this human being. This 4 or 5 liters of blood, which is 24 trillion cells, every second 7 million blood cells are reproduced to replace those that have died. This blood of yours is making a journey, 3 to 5 thousand journeys every day, with the pumping of a pump which is the size of a fist, traversing a distance of 92,000 kilometers. How much of effort does it take out of you? How much are you even aware of it? Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons. We will show you our signs within yourselves. Quran invites you, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, look within yourselves. One thing will become apparent, أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that حَقِيقِ ذَات is Allah. حَقِيقِ رَبِّ is Allah. The maker is Allah. The breaker is Allah. The controller is Allah. The giver is Allah. The taker is Allah. Everything around us is constantly reminding us, اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the نور, Allah is the effulgence, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Wallah, every droplet of rainwater, every blade of grass, every drop of dew, every wisp of air, every breath of air that we are taking in, each and every one of these things around us is shining with the nur of Allah. The chirping of the birds, the blowing of the breeze, the falling of the rainwater, the growing of the plants, myriad colors in different directions. Each one of these things is inviting us, recognize the qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ, Allah is your Rabb. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, everything that exists is makhluq. Everything that is siwallah, that is besides Allah, is a created entity. And whatever is created, whether small, whether large, whether impressive, whether insignificant, whether it's a droplet of water, or whether it is a raging rainstorm or a tornado, whether it's a wisp of air, or whether it's a gush of wind, whether it's a stone or pebble, or whether it's a mountain, whether it is an ant, or whether it is Jibreel, makhluk, created entity, Allah's indelible decision. Quran is telling us, makhluk, created. Like we have, mashallah, there's a jamaat amongst us from Jordan. Auladus Sahaba. These are the progeny of Sahaba. In these Mubarak days, they are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last few days, they were in our masjid. Several bayans they gave, several talks they gave. Each of their talks begins with this statement. Bring yaqeen on la ilaha illallah. Bring the conviction of la ilaha illallah. This is the purpose, this is the objective of our life, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I have not created insan and jinnat for any other purpose, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ except that they worship me, submit to me, humble themselves before me, lay themselves down before Allah. Mufassirin explain, لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي لِيَعْرِفُونَ except that they recognize Allah. Coming back, mashallah, like I said, this jamaat, repeatedly in their bayan, the opening statement would be what? Bring yaqeen on la ilaha illallah. And what is la ilaha illallah? Ikhrajul yaqeen al-fasid. Ikhrajul yaqeen al-fasid min al-ashya wal-mushahadat. To remove this incorrect, this napak, this filthy, this dirty, this dejected conviction upon the things around us. Upon that which is apparent, to take the yaqeen out of that and bring yaqeen on one Allah, that the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the breaker is Allah, the giver is Allah, the taker is Allah. Makhluk created around us, whether it is rioting hordes, whether it's a government, whether it's a third agenda, whoever it may be, whatever it may be, whether it's a bullet, whether it's a bomb, makhluk, created entity, Allah's indelible decision, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. مخلوق, created, whatever shape, whatever form, of its own accord, it cannot harm you. It cannot benefit you. It cannot live. It cannot die. It cannot be resurrected except with the permission, Qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. Halat and conditions. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is the maker. Allah is the creator of every entity and every condition. And not only is Allah Khaliq, Allah is Malik. Allah is the owner also. Al-Mulku Lillah. Lillahi al-Amru min qablu wa min ba'd. Ala lahu al-Khalqu wal-Amr. Fatabarak Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Inna al-quwwata lillahi jami'a. Halat and conditions are under the direct control of Allah. Allah brings good, Allah brings evil. Allah brings benefit, Allah brings harm. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. This is Quran. This is Allah's kalam. This is haq. This is the truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Quran calls out, قُلْ tell them, اللَّهُمَّ أُمَيَ اللَّهِ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ. You are the owner. You are the owner of every kingdom. You are the owner of every situation. You are the owner of every condition. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whom you want. You snatch it away from whom you want. You give respect, dignity and honor to whom you want. You bring down and disgrace whomsoever you want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hand is all good. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily you have qudrat and power over everything. No army is mightier than Allah. No government is mightier than Allah. No system of this world is mightier than Allah. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Now we are going towards the winter months. The nights are being extended. Can you make it shorter? On your decision, can you use your science and technology to make the night shorter? Just now will be summer, the day will be extended. Can you make that day shorter? Tukhrijul hayya min al-mayyit from Tukhrijul hayya min al-mayyit, from the dead Allah brings life. From the life Allah brings dead. How many things around us are inviting us? Inviting us, reminding us, conscientizing us. As Muslims, as people of Iman, when faced with halat and conditions, my respected brothers, first and foremost, make tawbah. Make tawbah from this napak yaqeen that we are pointing the fingers in other directions. That we are looking elsewhere. Halat and conditions primary are there for us to introspect. For us to look within ourselves. The controller, the maker is Allah. Halat and conditions are coming from Allah. And halat and conditions, Allah tells us, why does Allah bring these conditions? It's not a blind system. It's not a blind system. It's not happening coincidentally. It's not in the control of those that are plotting and their machinations. Understand, my respected brothers, in the heavens, in the earth, no blade of grass, no wisp of air moves without Allah's permission. It is His system. Halat and conditions will come. Quran tells us primarily introspect. Look within ourselves. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you come back to Allah. So that you turn back to Allah. So that you dock the door of repentance. So that you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life in this world is short. Allah has blessed us with Iman. Allah has given us the key to Jannah, the verses of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. Allah poses a rhetorical question. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, what do you think? What do you think, that we will bless you with Iman? We will bless you with the key to Jannah? We will bless you to eternal salvation? We will bless you with such a ni'mat. Wallah, my respected brothers, today we are shaken to the core. We are insan, we are weak. There are many amongst us that are crying over the loss of 20 or 30 years of earnings. There are many amongst us who don't know where our bread for tomorrow is going to come from. There are many amongst us that have lost their entire livelihoods. In the face of this adversity, in the face of this hardship, first and foremost, what is primarily important is that we have to focus upon the ni'mats and blessings of Allah. Allah is testing us. Allah is testing us. First and foremost, make shukr, my respected brothers, that this test is on our property, or this test is on our dunya. Allah has not tested our iman. Allah has not taken away our iman, because wallah, this one ni'mat, this one bounty that Allah has given us of iman, wallah, it supersedes whatever. All the wealth of this world put together cannot equal this ni'mat and bounty of iman. Let it not be that this test causes us in any way to affect our iman. Allah is testing us. Why? So that we turn to Allah, so that we appreciate the ni'mats of Allah, so that we focus and introspect the direction our life is going. This is only a wake-up call. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, in this world we will make you taste a small azab. Small azab you will taste. Difficulty and hardship, this is Allah's sunnah. But دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ, before the big azab. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. The azab of this world compared to the azab of akhirat is nothing. Allah says, we will make you taste the small azab before the big azab. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. Not because Allah has abandoned you. Wallah, Allah loves us more than our mothers. Allah loves us more than we love ourselves also. Such is the mercy, such is the compassion of Allah. Why do these conditions come? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, so that you come back to Allah. So that you put brakes on your napak desires. So that you put brakes and reflect, What is the direction that my life is going? أَخَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا أَمَنَّا. Allah says, do you think that we will just bless you with iman? وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and you won't be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past. And understand, my respected brothers, halat and conditions are not necessarily Allah's azab. Sometimes Allah wants to elevate our status. Sometimes Allah wants our a'mal as such that it does not reach that level which of jannat which Allah wants to give us. So halat and conditions are brought so that in those halat and conditions we make sabr. Sabr is such a ni'mat. Sabr, patient perseverance in the face of halat and difficulties is such a ni'mat. It's such an integral part of iman and Islam, like water. Ulama say sabr is like water. Without water there is no life. Without water there is no life. A person will die of dehydration. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we have made every living thing out of water. Water is integral for life in exactly the same way, my respected brothers. For our Islam and our deen, sabr is integral. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, we will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. This lam and noon mushaddad, mufassirin explain, when it comes together in one expression of Quran, it carries the meaning of qasam and oath. Allah says, Allah takes qasam and oath, we will test you. Human nature is such, we want this world to be a jannat, but jannat is in akhirat. Allah has not made this dunya a jannat. Definitely, without a doubt, that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned in the beginning, we are weak. We don't ask Allah to be tested. We ask Allah for afiyat. We ask Allah for ease. In fact, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the nephew of Rasulullah, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to his uncle, Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, Akthirid du'a bil afiya. Continuously ask Allah for afiyat. Ask Allah for ease. Do not ask Allah to be tested. We are too weak. We are not worthy of being tested. The great, great paragons of Islam of the past, they were tested. They were worthy of being tested. We are very, very weak. We should ask Allah for afiyat. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time of his khilafat, he climbs upon the mimbar and he addresses the ummah. He addresses them in this manner. He says, قَامَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَعِدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْمِمْبَرْ عَامَ الْأَوَّلِ. In the first year of Hijrah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed onto the mimbar. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala starts crying. And then he narrates the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed onto the mimbar and he addressed the ummah. Salullah al-afwa wal-afiyah. Salullah al-afwa wal-afiyah. Beg Allah for his forgiveness. Beg Allah for his forgiveness. Halat and conditions will change because of our a'mal. So beg Allah for his forgiveness and beg Allah for afiyat. Beg Allah for ease. We are weak. We cannot bear to be tested. Salullah al-afwa wal-afiyah. Fa inna ahadan lam yu'ta ba'da al-yaqeen khayrun min al-afiyah. Fa inna ahadan lam yu'ta ba'da al-yaqeen khayrun min al-afiyah. O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ponder over these words of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, None of you will be given anything more valuable and more precious than afiyat, than ease, than protection, than comfort, than succor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ba'da al-yaqeen, after yaqeen, nothing is more valuable than afiyah. What does this mean? That when halat and conditions come, this should not shake our yaqeen. This should not shake our conviction. That should not shake our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that should not cause us to behave in a manner which is contrary to the commands of Allah. They are amongst us. Understand, my respected brothers, in halat and conditions, Allah has given opportunity. Opportunity to earn His mercy. Opportunity to own His forgiveness. Shaitan also will use this as an opportunity for us to turn against Shariat and Deen. For us to utter expressions which are against Quran and Hadith. For us, when we are faced with adversity and hardship, there is always the put holes. One hand, we can earn the closeness of Allah. On the other hand, there are put holes, there are challenges. Let us not turn this situation into a racial issue. Let us not turn this situation into a condition where our hearts are filled with hatred for those around us. Let us use this condition to show the akhlaq of Islam, to show the compassion of Islam, to extend the hand of sympathy of Islam, to rise above the challenges and situations that are facing us. Because primarily these conditions are coming from Allah. Allah says, coming back to that verse of the Quran I mentioned previously, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, we will test you. بِشَيْءٍ. Mufassirin explained, بِشَيْءٍ. Allah says, not such that you cannot bear, no. No matter how difficult it appears, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَعَهَا. Allah will not test you with more than you can bear. Allah says, we will test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Sometimes fear, sometimes loss of property, sometimes loss of life, sometimes loss of health, sometimes loss of the near and dear ones around you. Allah says, we will test you. This is Allah's sunnat. Why? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Because this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ. He said, how astonishing, how pleasing the affairs of a believer are. Every affair of his is good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ. This is for no one but a mu'min. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. When good conditions comes, he makes the shukr of Allah. When he shows his gratitude to Allah, this becomes a source of khair. He gets good in the dunya, he gets good in the akhirat. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. When hardship comes, when difficulty comes, when plight and circumstances, which is Allah's sunnat, comes, صَبَرَ. He makes sabr. He makes sabr. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah says, give glad tidings to those who will make sabr. As we mentioned, my respected brothers, sabr in Islam is like water. Without water there is no life. Without sabr there is no Islam. Look at what Allah has promised. Look at what Allah has promised when you will make sabr. When you will patiently persevere in the face of adversity and hardship. For whose sake? وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. For Allah's sake. Put Allah in front. As little children, when we grew up in madrasa, we used to learn this dua. اللهم إني أسألك الرضا بعد القضاء. Oh Allah, this dua which Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, that Oh Allah, I ask you, I beseech you, I supplicate for you, that let me be happy with whatever you have decided. أَسْأَلُكَ الرِّضَى بَعْدَ الْقَضَىٰ. As little children we were taught in madrasa, Iman, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. We were taught the basic tenets of Iman, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. I believe in Allah, I believe in His messengers, I believe in His kitab, in the revealed books, I believe in akhirat. And part of that iman that was taught to us, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. I believe in Allah's decree, good and bad, whatever happens is from Allah. Allah tests us to reaffirm this belief. Allah tests us to bring sabr. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah says, we tested the nations of the past and you also will be tested. People of Iman will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom? What is the underlying wisdom? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Through this test, Allah says, we will make it apparent and known who is truthful in the Iman. Who is truthful in their iman? And what does it mean to be truthful in their iman? When faced with adversity, when faced with hardship, when faced with difficulty, exhibit sabr. Turn to Allah in patient perseverance. Bring this conviction, this halat has come from Allah, there is hikmat behind it. May Allah, whatever you have decided for me, I am happy with it. Turn to Allah, knock the door of Allah. Let the halat and condition become a means of us coming closer to Allah. Wallah, my respected brothers, if you have gone closer to Allah, whatever the difficulty, whatever the hardship, we have succeeded 100%. Like the poet puts it beautifully, لَيْتَكَ تَخْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ إِذَا سَخَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ وَكُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ He says, oh my Allah, if my relationship with you is intact, if you are happy with me, if there is sweetness in my relationship with you, and the whole world has turned against me, and every situation, every condition has turned against me, and every relationship has broken down, but ya Allah, my relationship with you is intact, then I have succeeded. كُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ Why? Because everything else eventually will become dust. Only one Allah will remain. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ Make sabr for the sake of Allah. And what will Allah give you? Look at Quran. Time is running out. There's no time to go into details. But look at Quran. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُ We will give you the imamat of this world. We will change the conditions. When? When you will make sabr, when you will make sabr, Allah will give you dunya. Not only dunya, on sabr, what will Allah give? Allah will give you akhirat. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا Allah says, my jannat is waiting for you if you will make sabr. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا If you will make sabr, Allah says, we will give you the palaces of Jannah. You will get the salam of Allah, the salam of the malaika, the salam of the ghilman of Jannah, the salam of the hoors of Jannah. From every direction it will be salamun salama. For what? بِمَا صَبَرُوا If you will make sabr. Halat and conditions, today it looks difficult, today it looks hard. Wallah, this is an opportunity Allah has brought in front of us. This is an opportunity for us to turn to Allah. This is an opportunity for us to repent before Allah. This is an opportunity for us to realize the transient nature of our lives. Take lesson from the past. Take what greater lesson? What greater lesson than our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Mawla Umar Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Very, very often, Allah fill his qabr with noor. Very, very often in his bayan, he would mention this incident, which the mufassirin or the muarikhin refer to as Hamraul Asad. Like I said, time is running out. I cannot go into the details, but very, very briefly. After Uhud, and we know the devastation of Uhud, the manner in which Sahaba were tested, 70 of the Ansar of Medina had become shaheed, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidu Shuhada, Hamza, radiyallahu ta'ala, who had become shaheed. The beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mubarak tut had become shaheed. Blood was pouring from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such devastation, such hardship, Allah brought upon his friends, Allah brought upon his beloved. Doesn't necessarily mean that if hardship comes that Allah has abandoned us, no. In the face of that adversity, the news is received that Abu Sufyan is mounting a counter movement and he has recouped the forces to march again against the Muslims and wipe them out once and for all in Hamraul Asad, which is close to where Badr had taken place. When that news is received, What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out to Sahaba that in this adversity, who is ready now once again to march in the path of Allah? Who is ready now once again to march in the path of Allah? Why? Because a mu'min is resilient. A mu'min is not one that becomes fearful and afraid. A mu'min is not one who becomes a coward. Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrum wa ahabba ilallahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. A strong mu'min, a person of iman, a person of strength, of faith, of resilience, is more beloved to Allah than a weak mu'min. Halat and conditions is not for us to cower down and look for some hole to hide away or to run away. Halat and conditions is for us to make our iman strong. Halat and conditions is for us to turn to Allah. Halat and conditions is there for us to make the masjid abad. What did my Nabi tell us? We want protection. We want protection. Man salla subha fi jama'atin fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. Bring such a protection, wallah. No army can protect you. No police force can protect you. No government can protect you. If Allah's will and irada is not there for protection. Primary protection is to come back to Allah. What does Quran tell us? لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. لَن يُصِيبَنَا. Nothing and no one, no system in this world, no looting mob, no army, no technology, no science, no third force, no conspiracy theory can ever harm you unless Allah has decreed it. Huwa maulana, Allah is our maula. Allah is our protector. So what must we do? Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. Turn to Allah. My Nabi said, make your fajr salah in the masjid in jamaat. Man salla subha fi jamaatin. He said, make your fajr salah with jamaat. Fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. And you are in the direct protection of Allah. Then only if taqdeer is ghalib, your mort is decreed, that will happen. But besides that, Allah's protection is with you. And whatever happens, there will be khair for you. This is the time for amal. This is the time for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the tashkil of sahaba. Immediately 70 sahaba get ready. Understand the circumstances after the bloodshed of Uhud. Still they were ready to march in the path of Allah. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhum, other sahaba. As they proceed, they receive the news. Abu Sufyan has come with a mighty army. The mobs have gathered. The hooligans have gathered. The enemies have gathered. Look at the way Quran depicts this. Alladina qala lahumun nas inna an-nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. The news is received. Inna an-nas qad jama'u lakum. The people have gathered. Translated 14 centuries later, the mobs have gathered. The enemies have gathered. Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. So fear them. Fear them. Become afraid. Become afraid. What was the reaction? What was the reaction? Fazadahum imana. Fazadahum imana. Allah says, Quran declares that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they heard this news, that the mobs have gathered, the armies have gathered against you, fear them. What happened? Fazadahum imana. All the only effect it had upon them was that their iman increased. Their iman increased. This is Quran. Waqalu, and they said, what did they say? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us, and Allah is the best of protectors. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, these were the kalima, these were the words that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said as he was being flung into the fire, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. And these were the words on the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. When it was said to them that the armies have gathered against you, all that happened, fazadahum imana, the iman increased, and they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and Allah is the best of protectors. Allah is the best of planners. And what happened as the barakat of this iman, barakat of this yaqeen, barakat of this conviction, Allah says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, they return, they went to face adversity. Yet what happened? I'm not going into the details. We can read the books of history. Allah made it such that the Sahaba profited. No battle took place. In fact, they found a bazaar in Hamraul Asad at the time of Hajj. And many of them, Allah increased their worldly wealth also. In the face of adversity, Allah increased their dunya. Lam yamsasum su, and no hardship and no difficulty came to them. Wattaba'u ridwan Allah, and they earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halat and conditions, my respected brothers, this is an opportunity. An opportunity for us to earn the forgiveness of Allah. For us to introspect, look within ourselves. What is there that we are doing that has caused the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In what manner have we displeased Allah? Like I said, on the one hand, it may be because of our amal. On the other hand, Allah maybe wants to elevate us. Those of our brothers that have been tested, that have lost their livelihoods, assist them. Make dua for them. And make dua that Allah gives them himmat. Allah makes it easy for them. Allah grants them afiyat. Allah very, very quickly removes this difficulty. In a few seconds, it's not difficult for Allah. That Allah who gave can take away and he can give back also. La mani alima atayt wa la mu'ti alima manat. There is no giver when Allah wants to withhold and there is no withholder when Allah wants to give. These conditions are there for us to turn to Allah. Come back to the masjid. Knock the door of Allah. Like I mentioned in the beginning, particularly this time of the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, this is a very, very Mubarak time. These are the days of Hajj. This is the day of Qurbani and sacrifice. Take the lessons that are to be learned from the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And learn this dua. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Our kabirin, our elders, Azma Ibrahim Devla sahab, Daman Barakatuhu, Muhammad Lat sahab, etc. This is the advice that they are giving the Muslims of South Africa. Now is the time to turn to Allah. Particularly increase this dua. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Increase this wird. The first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Increase our subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. My respected brothers, show the akhlaq of Islam. Let this not retrogress into a racist issue. Let our hearts not be divided on the lines of color and race. Let us show the akhlaq and compassion of Islam. Let us now, despite the adversity, dig deep into our pockets. We can see around us, mashallah, so much of charity work is taking place. Mashallah, our youth have risen. They are getting up late at night, guarding the borders of Islam, guarding the livelihood and property of those around them. Ribatu yawmin wa laylatin khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the guarding of one day or one night in the path of Allah is better than this world and whatever it contains. Use this opportunity at